Welcome to Parshas HaShavua. This week's Parsha is Parshas Vayigash. And I want to just briefly share with you two powerful ideas coming from the Parsha. Both are based on the talks of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The first is when Yosef eventually meets Binyamin. Yosef reveals himself to his brothers. And of course he had a special connection, special closeness to Binyamin. They both came from the same mother and so on. And the Pasuk says, Vayipoil al tzavrei Binyamin ochi vayefk. And Yosef fell on the neck of Binyamin, his brother, and he cried. Ubinyamin bocha al tzavorev, and Binyamin cried on his neck, meaning Yosef's neck. Rashi explains the idea of a neck. This is not for now, this discussion, but the neck is a symbol of the Beis HaMikdash. And he said that the reason that Binyamin cried on Yosef's neck is because the reason why Yosef cried on Binyamin's neck was because he foresaw that the two Bate Migdash, the Beis HaMikdash, first and second, would be in the part of Eretz Yisrael that belongs to Binyamin, the Chelik of Binyamin. And Yosef foresaw they're going to be destroyed. So he cried for Binyamin's destruction. Binyamin, on the other hand, fell on Yosef's neck and cried because he foresaw that the Mishkan Shiloh, the Mishkan of Shiloh that was in Shiloh for 369 years, will be placed in the portion that belongs to Yosef and will also be destroyed. So he cried for Yosef's destruction. And the obvious question is, why did each one cry for the other one's destruction? Why didn't they cry for their own destruction? Why didn't Yosef cry for Shiloh? Why didn't Binyamin cry for the Beis HaMikdash's destruction? And the answer is, that's not how it works. When it comes to your own destruction, where you can do something about it and you're in control, spiritually speaking, we don't cry, we do. We have to act. Crying is an act of despair. Crying is an act of giving up hope. When it's our own Beis HaMikdash, when it's our own destiny, spiritually speaking, when it's our own spiritual problem, we don't cry, we do. We jump to action. What do we cry? We cry for someone else's destruction, that we've tried our best, but we have no longer any more influence in it, and we cannot do more because it's up to the person to fix his own spiritual destiny. For that we cry. So Yosef cried for Binyamin's destruction, and Binyamin cried for Yosef's destruction. For someone else's destruction, we cry because we show we care, and we are moved, and we are powerless sometimes to do anything about it, but we deeply care. That is the first idea. The second is, as Yaakov is about to go down to Mitzrayim, Hashem comes to him and he says, Anoichi hokel lakel avicha, I am the God of your father. Al netira, do not be afraid to go down to Mitzrayim, because it'll be in Mitzrayim that I will actually make you into a good nation, a bigger nation. Rashi says, what did Hashem mean when he said, don't be scared, don't be afraid to go down to Mitzrayim? Says Rashi, lefi shehoya meitzar, because Yaakov Avinu was uncomfortable that he was forced to go out of Eretz Yisrael into Chutz La'aretz, into a place like Mitzrayim. So the obvious question here is like this. Rashi says that he was uncomfortable. Rashi doesn't say he was scared. The Pasuk says, don't be afraid. So the two things don't seem to match up. When Hashem spoke to him, he said, don't be afraid. Rashi says, Yaakov Avinu doesn't say he was afraid. Yaakov Avinu was uncomfortable going out of Eretz Yisrael. And the Rebbe said something so beautiful. Yaakov was afraid. What was he afraid? He was afraid spiritually. He was afraid to go down to Egypt because he knew that Egypt was a depraved society. Egypt was the immorality of the world at the time. And he knew that to go out of the Kedusha, to go out of the holiness, to go out of the holiness of Eretz Yisrael down to Mitzrayim is risky, spiritually risky. And he was afraid. He was afraid. Hashem tells him, Al tira, do not be afraid. Why? Says Rashi, because Hashem said to him, you actually have what to be afraid about, because it is a very risky thing to go down to Israel outside of Israel, down to Egypt outside of Israel. But you don't need to be afraid. Why? Because Rashi says that Yaakov Avinu was uncomfortable. Not just afraid, he was uncomfortable being out of Kedusha. He was uncomfortable being out of Israel. He was uncomfortable being out of the parameters of the holiness that the land of Eretz Yisrael brought forth. And as soon as he left Eretz Yisrael, he was just in a state of discomfort. Says Hashem to him, because you are uncomfortable, you have nothing to be afraid of. The two things go together. If you are uncomfortable being outside, if you are uncomfortable being in Mitzrayim, then you will survive spiritually in Mitzrayim. You do not have to be afraid. If you were comfortable in Mitzrayim, I would say you have what to be very afraid from. And that is the lesson that we all take. It's such an important lesson. We often find ourselves in environments that are, spiritually speaking, not in the Kedusha environment, not in the holiness environment. And we ask ourselves, it's threatening, it's problematic, what's going to be with ourselves, what's going to be with our children, and so on and so forth. And the answer is to be aware of where you are. The answer is to be uncomfortable, to always aspire, to always hope, to always look forward to being back in the domain of absolute holiness. When you're uncomfortable being outside of holiness, you can survive and even thrive in unholiness. As long as you know that's not your place. As long as you know that's not where you belong. But because Yaakov was uncomfortable, Hashem said, actually in Mitzrayim, you'll become a great nation. Because you're uncomfortable being there and an eternal nation. And that's a lesson for all of us. When we're in environments which seem more material and adverse to the concept of Yiddishkeit and Torah Mitzvahs, as long as we're uncomfortable being there and look forward to be returning back to the domain of Kedusha, we can stay there and be protected and live a life which is connected to Hashem, because we always have that consciousness, always have that awareness. And in fact, we can even thrive. Have a good day and a very good Shabbos.